scripture had been on my heart for a little while. If the Lord had helped me, I'll try to preach from it for just a little while today. Very familiar scriptures this morning. I'll try not to take too long. I know we've got a lot of things scheduled for the rest of the day. We just ask for you to that you would help us, pray for us, ask the Lord to help us right here this morning. The book of James, chapter 4, a very familiar portion of Scripture. The Bible said in verse 13, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Amen. Would you reach your hand one more time to the Lord and ask God to help us? Father, today, this morning, stand willing, God, to offer and ask God. I'll be careful to give you the glory. You'll just touch God and deal with this congregation this morning. We'll give you the praises in your good name. Let the church say, amen. Amen. The scripture here is addressed to ye that say today or tomorrow. Amen. And that's probably about all of us, isn't it? Talks about today and tomorrow. Ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go. Amen. Anybody got any plans for tomorrow? Where you going to be in the morning? What you're going to do? Every one of us do, don't we? Amen. I want to emphasize this right at the start. We are not forbidden by God's word to look forward to the future. Amen. We're not forbidden to look forward into the future. There's things with the young folks and then with folks that's got children and even grandchildren. You look forward, amen, to someday what all that'll bring. Amen. And again, we're not forbidden to look into the future, to forward to the future. And within really certain limits, it's right. It's even necessary. Could you say amen? I believe that we need to try, and there's a lot to preach there, and I'm not going to spend much time there. But what the Spirit here and the Word is condemning is that confident attitude that everything is going to just go all right. Amen. Just that confidence that I'll be able to go and I'll be able to do all these things and nothing will ever interfere with my plans. You see, the book of Proverbs in the 27th chapter, verse number 1, the Bible said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Amen. You don't really know what that day is going to bring. Amen. What the word of the Lord is condemning is that if a man would live a life with no recognition of the uncertainties of life, making no preparations of what life hereafter may hold. Amen. As a man, the word of the Lord is condemning that a man would have no dependency upon God. He just planning on going today or tomorrow and going to go into a certain city. It's all going to work out and everything's going to be fine. Amen. He's calculating for a worldly success. Could you say amen? And I know that we don't go into any kind of business expecting doom or expecting failure, but we ain't really just dealing totally with the business here. We're dealing with your life. Can somebody say amen? We're dealing, because the Bible said that a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And so we're dealing more than just you being able to go and get a little bit. Amen. But we're the life here, men and women, notice the scripture said their attitude. It's the attitude of the day. We will go into such a city and we'll continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Everything will be fine. They're calculating this worldly success. Could you say amen? They're calculating life. Amen. We're calculating health. How many knows that's a scary thought? Come on here now. Scoot up here. Let me preach to you just a little while. Amen. We're calculating no problems whatsoever. It's just really stuck in my mind and just really seemed like it's really bothered my mind. And in prayer, I've tried to remember it. They gave in prayer request here Friday night for a little 2-year-old child with lung cancer. Calculating life and calculating health and figuring that everything will be fine and I'll never have no health problems. And that's really kind of a odd way to look at life when statistically, if you could pay any attention to that, amen, statistically, what is it? 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 5 end up with cancer. And we just plan on going on and we act like nothing's going to happen. Amen. We calculate a life of worldly success with, amen, health. And then we just know that God and ourselves, that we can prosper and we can make it happen. Can you say amen? And the scripture's condemning that in these men's lives, there's no laying up treasures in heaven. Amen. No preparation, no thinking about it. But I want to preach just a little while this morning. A few days ago, I saw in a paper this little caption, if you will, and it showed a father figure, and his daddy was bending down, going to pick up his little girl. And when he picked her up, he said, "Baby, it's bedtime." And this is what caught my mind, and God dealt with my heart. The little girl, as her daddy was picking her up, said, "But daddy, I'm not through with today yet." Are you hearing me? When the father comes and says, "It's not time." When the father comes and picks you up, and your reply to him is, "But father, I'm not through with today yet. Oh, I want to live, don't you? I want to live life to its utmost fullest." Amen. But oh, I want you to listen to me today for just a little while. There will come a day when this time is going to wind up. There'll come a day when your day is going to finally come to an end. The Bible talks about the signs of the last day. Amen. And the signs of the last day, we're seeing it right here, church. Daniel spoke about in his prophecies in the book of Daniel, and he predicted and said that many shall run to and fro. You ever saw such a time? It's such a little town as we live in. You can't hardly get through it at certain times of the day. Amen. They talk about the economy being bad, and I know that it is. Gas prices at an all-time high. Do you see any shortage of folks running to and fro? Everybody's trying to get everything done. They're here and they're there. Amen. Got everything under the sun going on. I dare say you could stop some of them and ask them, "Where are you going?" They ain't got a clue. They're just caught up in the going. Can you say amen? The Bible warns in this last day about men's hearts being overcharged. Amen. Does anybody besides the preacher this morning feel the stress of the day that we live in? I don't mind to tell you. Amen. You may say, "Preacher, I don't mean to get caught up." I understand. Amen. Just the pressures and the demands of life. And that is one of the things that he warned us about in this last day was that the cares of this life. Amen. Just trying to keep going and trying to get it all going. Amen. Running to and fro. But oh, I just can't seem to get it all done in a day. Are you hearing me? I can start out, amen, Monday morning. If God lets me live, I've done got a schedule. I've done got I've done got plans of where I'm going to be. I've done told the man what time I'd meet him there and start my day's work. Come on here now. Amen. But many days I start out with the schedule and I got a list of service calls to try to get in. But as the day progresses on and I work with everything that I can, I see the time is catching up with me. And toward the end of the day, amen, I've got into more than I'd planned to get into. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. And I feel like that nobody goes to hell intentionally. Amen. If you went to the regions of the damned this morning and asked them this morning, did you intend to go to hell? Did you intend to put this thing off, the most vital part of your life? I'm sure there's a many a man and woman in hell today that just would say to you, time got away from me. I got busy. I got called up. Amen. Just the demands of raising my family. I meant to take my family to church. I meant to get my babies in a Sunday school. But the next thing you know, I turned around a time or two and my babies was grown. And they wasn't interested in Sunday school anymore. Amen. Oh, hear me preach just a little while. I get into more than what I thought I'd get into. And I've got to call and tell them, I just can't get there. I've come short. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, I'm not through. It's night time. But I'm not through with the day yet. Jesus warns about that we should work while it's day. Because he taught us that night would come when no man could work. Come a day, come a time, come an hour. He meant when you're not going to be able to get all these things done. Are you hearing me? I remember as just a young boy. Amen. When my daddy would leave out, Sister Nita, he'd leave out and he'd tell my mama, you tell them boys, I want that ditch line dug out. I want that garden hoed. I want the yard mowed. And you know how young boys are. Come over here now. Pay attention. Help me preach a little while. Amen. You know how we are. Get in from school. Amen. Change out my school clothes. Put on my play clothes. That's the way I used to do it when you was poor, you know. Amen. And I'd get out there and I'd get going. Amen. And after a while, mommy would ease out to the kitchen door, and she'd say, son, you better get that work done. Your daddy's soon to be here. And he told you that he wanted that done. And you know what'll happen. Anybody preach with me here for a little while? Oh, you're talking about scrambling, trying to get her done. Amen. But oh, how many times I can see it in my mind's eye. We had a big long driveway that left the county road. Amen. Went down across the creek and up the other side of the hill. I can see it in my mind's eye down there. I don't know. Seem like I've been destined, Brother Josh. He made me in a long handle, round point shovel, fell in love years ago. Here I am, 43 years old, still hauling them things around. Come on now. Amen. But I can see myself down there scrambling, digging out that old ditch. And many times here it come, you know, living back there in the hills on that old gravel road. You can hear a car coming for a long way. And I'd hear that old car coming. I knew the sound of daddy's vehicle. And I'd think, oh my, here comes father. And I don't have my work done. And I'm wondering this morning, amen, as life goes on, amen, is father going to come in just a few short days? And he's going to come down to where I'm playing at. All right, come on here. And he's going to bend down to me. And he's going to say, son, it's bedtime now. It's not time now, and I wonder if I'll have to look back up at Father and say, but Father, I'm not through with today yet. Oh, what do you got on your mind? What's in your plans? Where are you going to go tomorrow? What's all your life consist of? The Bible speaks about the time of life. Don't you hear me? You ain't put here to live forever. You're not put here to live forever. Amen. There's a certain allotted amount of days that you're going to live. Amen. I watched as our good brother came and worshiped the Lord and walked around and cried and lifted his hands. Amen. It's not a morbid thought. It's a very thought of reality. Brother Claude and I were talking before service about the weather, you know, how you'll do. And he said 25, 30 years ago, it didn't affect me like it does now. Amen. He knows that he's just got a limited amount of time. Are you hearing me? Oh, I did some work for a guy up in Virginia. Amen. This man, he called me, wanted me to do some work. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. I went to his house, had a little single wide home. Amen. The man was on oxygen. He had already operated on him. He was struggling to live. He could hardly breathe. And he told me these words. He said, I want to get everything fixed. I know I don't have long left to live. And he said, I don't want my wife having to deal with problems when I'm gone. Are you hearing me preach this morning? Amen. Nights are coming. The time of your life, you're not going to last long. What are you laying up for your children? It'd be good to leave them a little money in the bank. Come on now. I'm not against that. It'd be nice to leave them a home, maybe a piece of land. But one thing you need to leave them with is the peace of mind and assurance. Amen. That when they stand and look at you, that they know daddy's in a better place. You ever talk to anybody? I have. Amen. Me and my good wife talked to a precious sister. Amen. That told us. She said, my daddy lived a wicked life. And when he died, she said, for days and weeks on end, she said, I couldn't sleep because in my mind I could hear my daddy screaming in hell. Are you hearing me? The night came and daddy wasn't through with his playing. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. A time of life. The Bible speaks about the time of grace. Do you know that grace just is going to show you, God's going to show you grace for an allotted amount of time? God's just going to deal with you for a certain amount of time. God's Bible spoke about one that he gave just a space to repent. Bible said that God's Spirit won't always strive with man. There'll come a time when God says, all right, you've had your time. Preacher, I can get saved any time I want to. That's not according to the King James Bible. Come on here now. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. We live our lives in speculation. Amen. We live our lives with procrastination. Always speculating. I'll live another day. There'll be another revival. There'll be another chance to pray. There'll be some other time. When are you going to pray? I've never really understood it. I've preached and myself, and I've seen others preach, and I've saw men stand, women stand in the pew, behind the pew, and shake, and tears run down their face, and the time to be saved was right then, and the preacher would beg them to come, and the Spirit was saying, come, amen, and you could ask them, do you want to pray? No. Would you want to pray? No, I don't want to pray. Not now, preacher. Not now, some other time. Oh, I feel the Lord. I want you to help me here. My mind goes to a man in the Bible. A man that Apostle Paul preached to him. Apostle Paul talked to this man. Apostle Paul reached for this man named Felix. The Bible said that Felix trembled. Oh, but he told Paul, he said, go your way. He said, when a more convenient season's here, then I'll come and pray, was what he was saying. Oh, come on here now. Amen. Listen to me. Death does not care about your plans. Death does not care about your plans. Amen. Oh, come on now. Death and sickness don't care about your plans. Does cancer ever come to anybody's door and say, hey, you better get everything in order, because after a while I'm going to come back by your way. Come on now, don't do it, does it? No, I thought about a young man. I talked to his daddy today. Amen. A tall, strong young man. Ah, but sickness and pain and messed something up in his shoulder. And this is what his daddy told me. He said he don't even really know when it happened. Are you hearing me? Amen. But now, you just don't know what he's going to do. Amen. Listen to me. You don't know what you're going to do. It comes knocking your way. Death don't care about your plans. It don't even care about your dreams. Are you hearing me? It don't care that you're disappointed. Amen. You hear me preach just a little while. One dear man that I know was in a hospital. He wasn't very old, but he had to go into the hospital. Amen. He had heart trouble. And laying there in that hospital bed, he looked at his wife. And this was the words that he said to his dear wife. He said, "Baby, I wanted to be your husband longer than this." Oh, amen. Oh, it's not time, but I'm not through with today yet. I've got a lot of living left to do. You ever read the little story, the little, they put it a lot of times in the newspaper. Please God, I'm only 16. Oh, hear me preach just a little while. Amen. How many young boys and girls, amen, as the death angel came down their way, and they could look up and say, "Oh God, I'm not through living yet. I had a whole lot of living left to do." Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. But the scripture asks one of the greatest questions in the Bible. And the question is, what is your life? Amen. And then he answers it on self. He says, "It is even a vapor." Not "it is as a vapor," but "it is a even a vapor that appeareth for a little time." How much time do you have? I don't know. But the Bible said it would vanish away just like a breeze would blow through. And after a while, the remembrance is hardly even there. Somebody say amen. Amen. Procrastinated repentance. Speculation. Someday. Someday I'll do it. I'm not going to hell, preacher. No. Ain't no way. I don't intend to die lost. Someday I'll get things right. I don't intend for my children to grow up without knowing about God. I read about a man in the Bible whose intent was someday. He had a problem. He had been successful. He had a lot. He had so much he didn't know what he was going to do with it. Come on here now. And he said to his soul, "What am I going to do with all this? I got a problem here." You know, the devil, let me preach just a few more minutes. The devil, he learned a long time ago dealing with Job, you take everything that a righteous man's got, and a righteous man will seek God. But he learned, instead of taking away, I'll just keep giving, keep giving, keep giving. So the man said, "I've got an idea. I'll tear down these barns. I'll build bigger barns. And I'll say to my soul, you've got much goods laid up for many years." Not now, preacher. Someday. Somewhere. After a while. Somewhere down the road. But just not right now. But the Bible said, the Lord Jesus said, "Thou fool, this night is thy soul required of thee." Just a few more. Just a little bit more time. I want to ask us this morning in this little simple preaching. If the Father come to you today, would you have to look? I feel like all of us would. But I'm not through with the day yet. I read about a man by the name of Peter. Jesus told Peter this. He said, "Peter, when thou wast young," listen to me, "when you was young, Peter, you girded yourself. You went where you wanted to. You did what you wanted to." I'm paraphrasing here. But he said, "Peter, but when thou art old," are you hearing me? "When you was young, you could do it. When you was young, you could go. When you were young, it didn't matter." But he said, "Peter, there's going to come a time when you're old that you're going to have to stretch forth your hands. And somebody else is going to put your clothes on you, and they're going to carry you where thou wouldest not. Oh, come on here now. But I feel like a many of a man and a woman have reached a place where they've said, Lord, but I'm not done with the day, and I'm not through with the day yet. Hey, listen to me. Amen. Oh, I preached a man's funeral. Amen. Several years ago. I preached his funeral. He was up probably in his 80s. Amen. He prayed. There on the end, he was praying and seeking God, and he died. Amen. When I believe cancer took him out of here. Amen. The family asked me to preach the funeral. Amen. And at that man's funeral, his boy came to the casket, leaned over the casket and said, Daddy, I promise you, Daddy, I'll make things right. I promise you, Daddy, I'll get things right. I'll see you again. Amen. 4 years later, I stood in that same funeral home and preached that boy's funeral. Amen. And hear me preach just a little while. I'm not the man's judge, but on a trip going to a place of an ill reputation. Amen. His life was suddenly terminated by a vehicle accident. Amen. And what stuck in my mind to this day, that boy's sister came to that casket and accusingly raised her face up to God and said, God, why didn't you give him a little more time? Amen. 4 years ago, he had promised God he was going to get things right. He didn't have no clue on that day where he was going. But the Father came down out of the balconies of heaven, and he leaned down to him and said, Son, it's night time now. The working days is over. And no doubt he looked back, if you could understand me, and he probably thought in his mind, but I'm not through with today yet. I thought I had a little more time. Are you hearing me preach? I don't know how long you've got, but the Bible said this, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Me and Brother Claude was talking about the heat, and I said, but just hang on. It won't be but just a blink of an eye almost. And somebody will say, man, it's too cold around here. You ever seen time rush so fast? You ever seen things go so fast, so swift? You can't get it all done. Man, you're on a dead run toward eternity. You're heading at a breakneck speed. You're racing toward the grave. Preach, I don't like to think about it. But one day after a while, you're going to look up and God's going to say, all right, son, it's bedtime. Would you raise a hand, ask the Lord to help me finish this little bit of preaching. But I'm not through with today yet. The scripture said, oh, remember that my life is wind. The epitaph on one man's grave said this, so little done, so much to do. Do you hear me? Chiseled on his gravestone, so little done, so much to do. It's bedtime. It's night time. But I'm not through with the day. All the times and the seasons, you have no need that I write unto you. Every one of us in here, I feel like, I know this is the adult class. Every one of us in here, you don't need me to point it out. You're not as young as you one time was. Ain't that right, Brother Thomas? You're not as young. Days slip by. Hours slip by. When I was a boy, they preached so much about the second coming of the Lord. I literally never thought I'd ever live to be 20 years old. That's how them old time preachers preached it. I really believed his coming. I'm 43 years old. I never dreamed I'd ever be here. You hearing me? You don't have me to go into awe, and I'm not. You don't need me to point out the political errors of this world. You don't need me to point out the economy and the shape it's in, of the times and the seasons. Saved or not, we even the saved don't understand fully how bad and how close this thing really is. We only hear what they want us to hear, what's censored. Come on here now. We only catch what they allow us to catch. Come on. If you really had an idea of how wicked and how terrible and how bad, if you could look for a moment in the spirit world, it wouldn't be no use me asking you to pray. You'd interrupt this service and you'd bow. Every one of us. If you could see how close the devil is on your track. If you knew how much time you had left. If you knew that you would die today, that you'd die tomorrow. Our good friend, Brother Billy Brock, preached a revival. We met the pastor that he preached it at down in Georgia. Amen. Brother Doug Feaster and Brother Brock preached on a Sunday morning, I believe it was. And there was some young women there. Amen. Dealing and messing with drugs and things. And Brother Brock preached to them, and that girl laughed in his face and refused to pray. And the church folks knows Brother Billy. And Brother Brock said, I don't say this, but I just feel like saying it. He said, I feel like this could be your last time. She laughed in his face and walked out that door. Amen. That was Sunday morning. Tuesday morning, that pastor got a phone call. They found that 20-some-year-old girl, I believe she was. Amen. Slumped over in the bathroom. Going into eternity. Amen. Day's over, young lady. But I'm not through. I've got more plans. I've got more speculations. I've got more parties to attend. I've got more running around to do. I've got more places to go. But today's over. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. God, death don't make no plans. Death don't care about your plans. Amen. Are you hearing me? So little done. And so much to do. Of the times and the seasons, you know perfectly. There's a time to be born. You didn't know you was going to be born, but you came into this world. Amen. But I want you to hear me. Just as sure as you came into this world, there's a time when you're going to die. Could somebody raise your hand and ask the Lord to help me? In the book of Psalms, let me find it and read it just real quick, like somebody be getting ready to get us a song. In the 90th chapter, in the 9th verse, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. So you remember old man so-and-so? Ain't that what we say? You remember old man so-and-so? He was a man down there where I grew up at. His last name was Patrick. You remember old man Patrick? His property joined my dad's. He had a farm. You remember old man Canada? You remember old man Hubbard? You remember Mr. Jones? One day after a while, you remember, and your name will be there. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. 70 years. And if by reason of strength they may be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. The 12th verse said, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Teach us to number our days. I've heard it said different ways, both sides of the fence. The last words I said to them was, I hate you. The last thing that we said, we was arguing. And the spouse went away and never been seen more alive. And I've heard them say, I'm so glad that the last thing I told her was, I love him. Go down the roads all across the state highways. There's markers and monuments. One of the saddest things you'll ever see. Somebody said they worked over at Hardee's in Harrogate. There's a little blue car. It ain't got one name on the back. It says in memory of. It's got at least three and maybe four. And all of them were children. I don't know the story. But I can guarantee you somebody said, I ain't through with the day yet. Jesus said this, my time is not yet, but your time is always. You don't have to be old to die, and you don't have to be sick to die. Snatched out. Taken away. To my mind comes the words of an old song. It said, when I've sung my last song, when I've prayed my last prayer, and it's time to go home. And then that song said something like this, it'll be goodbye to the friends that I've met along the way. Goodbye. You better hurry if you want to tell them goodbye. My daddy lay in the Williamsburg nursing home 5 years, but the last 3-4 days of his life, he just hang on by a thread as death slowly, slowly crept up. They couldn't believe that he held on so long. But his oldest child, my oldest sister, lived up toward Newport, Kentucky. She's a registered nurse. She was having trouble trying to get out of there and get down this way. And finally she got there, a big crowd gathered out in the hallway, 7 of us children. And I watched him. I'd been there for about 3 days and nights. And my oldest sister finally got there. Walked in there to that bed. That little frail, wasted body. Knelt down beside that bed. Wrapped her arm around her daddy and said, Daddy, I love you. And he was through with the day. If you want to tell them goodbye, it'll be goodbye to the friends. Little Cara Lee, Brother Gary Lee's niece, with cancer, 4 or 5 years old, spent days and weeks and years in hospital. When it come right down to it, he said, Brother Gary said, his daddy looked at her and said, Cara, her little body couldn't stand it no more. He said, Cara, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus, Cara. He said, a big smile crossed her face as she was gone. But I'm not through with today. If you want to live, you see Kara's living, and she ain't through with the day yet. But if you leave out of this world, lost and unprepared to meet the Lord, the day's over. Night time comes. Eternal darkness. Oh, the horrors of it. Amen. This old world's just a dressing room. I'm getting ready to go. Stand with me today, if you will. Brother Medford sung that song all the time, Wasted Years. Wasted Years. I've spent I don't know how many sermons just recently preaching on about being prepared. My heart's heavy this morning. I wonder. Anybody like to come into these altars? How much time do I have? For one man, each promise was, I'll get right. He had 4 years. The doctor says he just got. Ain't it ironic how we'll believe everything the doctor says? You just got a few years left to live. You got 6 months left a year to live. I'm sorry, doc. But you don't have that authority to tell them that. You don't hold the key. You can speculate. You can guess. How about it this morning? While they sang as a church praise. Soon, literally, I feel like the angel will step out and say, time.
Steal or borrow one more tomorrow, so I better be ready for Jesus today.
These altars are open if you'd like to pray.
No, you can't beg, steal or borrow one more tomorrow.
When the Father comes to you,
better get ready for
says it's
Jesus
bedtime.
Today.
Are you going to look back at him and say, but I'm not through
time
with the day yet?
Won't stand still.
Oh God.
For any man.
Are you going to look at your spouse and say, but honey, I wanted to be married to you,
you
a lot longer.
No, it seems.
Are you going to look at your children and say, baby, oh, I wanted to watch you grow up.
Can I truly
I wanted to see.
Say
they told me that story about that young lady
today,
that my wife and them cleaned for.
Today would be the day.
And her mama dying Jesus with cancer. Comes. 17, I believe it was. She wrote a paper that she wanted to be read at her graduating from high school. But her mama died. Instead of reading it at the little girl's graduation from high school, the preacher read it. And she said, Mommy, I wanted you to be there when I graduated. But you graduated before I did.
I came back.
Just one more day.
One more
preacher, I don't know what to do.
So I better.
Won't you turn it to God?
Ready for Jesus. Today.
Won't you turn it to the Lord?
No, you can't.
You ain't going to live forever. I can guarantee you that. Not here on this earth.
Or borrow.
Your soul will live on through the endless
one
ages somewhere.
More. Tomorrow,
but you ain't going to live forever on this
so
earth.
So you better get ready for Jesus today.
I'm a-reaching for you. Several's praying. If others want to come and join them, come
time
on.
Time won't stand still for any man.
Oh, God.
You know it seems like Father Time is on the run. Can I truly say I've done enough today? If today would be the day Jesus comes. And if I turn away, I'll have no more chance to pray. 'Cause I can't beg, steal, or borrow One more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. No, you can't beg, steal, or borrow. One more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. Time won't stand still for any man. You know it seems, Father, time is on the run. Can I truly say I've done enough today? If today would be the day Jesus comes, and if I turn away,
could I say that I've done enough?
No more time to pray.
Oh, I've wasted a lot of time.
I can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. No, you can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so you'd better get ready for Jesus today. No, I can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. Time won't stand still for any man. You know it seems like, Father, time is on the run. Can I truly say I've done enough today? If today would be the day Jesus comes, if I turn away, I'll have no more chance to pray. I can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so I better get ready for Jesus today. No, you can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so you better get ready for Jesus today. Oh, I can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so I'd better get ready for Jesus today. No, you can't beg, steal, or borrow one more tomorrow, so you better get ready for Jesus today.
Okay, Sister Cindy and Scott in town. Okay. All right, we have any birthdays this week? Any birthdays? Okay, we have any anniversaries? All right, I'll read the report. The adult class had attendance of 39 with an offering of $9. Brother Tom and Sister Cindy's class had attendance of 15 with an offering of $6. Brother Mike and Sister Ashley's class had attendance of 8 with an offering of $2. Tithes this week was $705. Total tithes and offerings was $722 with total attendance of 62. Turn it back over to Rodney.
It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Appreciate you being here. We're going to go over to the river and have a baptizing. You're more than welcome to go with us. It's very easy found. Just probably just the easiest way, just follow the line across through there. But it's just, I don't know, 10 minutes over or something over on Powell River. But we want you to go if you can. And let me tell you something now. I hate to be this way, but we ain't going over there for recreation. We're going over to worship God, and that's what part of this is, and I believe it's part of it. I really do. So I appreciate these young folks that have prayed, and some of them had said something. I hope you understand. I hope your parents understand. I hope the children, if they don't understand, I hope they do eventually. But it wasn't that Brother Rodney didn't want to baptize you or just refused to baptize you when you were younger, but I just did not want you someday leaning on something that you didn't really have, and just say, well, Brother Rodney baptized me, I guess I'm all right. Amen. I wanted you to really know in your heart that you were saved. Amen. I don't believe in deception, no matter what form it is. And I don't want to be a part of it. I appreciate our young folk. Appreciate their parents and being in the house of the Lord. So let's stand. Thanks again for being here. Hope that you'll come back and be with us sometime. Father, we do thank you for your kindness.